And Megan Losper, the marketing and PR officer at Crystal House, joins me on the line. Hello, Megan. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We haven't spoken in a while, have we?
No, not in some time.
Indeed. I've been pretty close to Crystal House for the better part of my professional career. And I think just the model that you represent is just wonderful. And what you've achieved through that model is absolutely amazing. Maybe you just want to put into context that model. Where does Crystal House get the monies from to enable the quality education that you give to children and children from the poorest of poorest communities?
Yes, so just some background. So Crystal House is a non-profit, no-fee school. We serve more than 1,000 students who come from really the most under-resourced communities on the Cape Flats, and we support them through character-based and career-focused education. So that is what our model is. It's character-based, and then it's career-focused to make sure that once our students leave Crystal House, that they're actually equipped to study further or to have a great career one day. And then also what we offer our students is things like nutritious meals every day, transport to school and back, counseling, and things like career support that I mentioned. And how we sort of get all of this for our students, because they don't pay any school fees, we fundraise. So fundraising is the way that we're able to provide all of these things for our more than 1,000 students.
It is your founder that enabled the foundations and enabled the successes. Just tell us a little bit about her before we get into this conversation.
Sure. So Crystal Dehaene is the founder of Crystal House. She started Crystal House about 25 years ago. And really, she was an amazing woman. Unfortunately, she passed away in 2020. And Crystal House is part of a global organization. So there's one in Cape Town, our school in South Africa. And then we've got schools in Jamaica, in India, in Mexico, and in the US as well. So it's quite a large organization, but we are the only one in South Africa.
Yeah, and Crystal Dehaene was a bit of an entrepreneur. She was an entrepreneur in the tourism industry, I believe.
Yes, she started the RCI Group, and she was a philanthropist.
That's correct.
So Crystal House was her baby.
Okay, right. So now you are dependent on support, fundraising kind of initiatives, and this Bucket of Hope fundraising drive, you're calling on members of the public and organizations to help raise funds to feed 680 needy families over the festive season. How have these needy families been identified?
So in previous years, we actually started this campaign in 2020 when the pandemic hit, and you know, we had just a few needy families. And then last year we did it again. But this year we've decided to actually do this campaign for all of our families, because all of our families are actually needy. One of the main criteria to get into Crystal House is to financial need. And like I mentioned, all of our families come from the most under-resourced communities on the Cape Flats. So this year we've set ourselves quite a target of 170,000 rand, because it takes 250 rand is the cost of one bucket, and we're trying to raise enough funds for 680 buckets this year. So it's quite an ask. At the moment, we're about halfway there, but we still need loads of help. And we actually only have until the school closes on the 9th of December. So we're calling on members of the public and organizations to just help us to raise funds, and it's to feed our families over the festive season, because when our kids are at school, they get, like I mentioned, nutritious meals. But then when they go on holiday, they don't get this. And so it puts quite a strain on our families. And that's where these buckets of hope comes in. And so people can, for just as little as 250 rand, they can donate one bucket of hope. So any amount is appreciated.
So how can we get closer to the Bucket of Hope project? How can we enable the purchase of a bucket? How can we enable, of course, these buckets to go to 680 families over the holiday period?
Sure. So we are running this campaign through Give and Gain. So one of the ways that people can donate is just to visit giveandgain.com. And then you search for Crystal House, and our featured campaign will be our Buckets of Hope 2022 campaign. Or people can simply visit our website. It's sa.crystalhouse.org. Or they can contact me directly and sort of find out more information about it. So my contact number is 021-704-9417.
You're going to need to repeat that number, please. People are jumping, grabbing at pens and stuff like that. Maybe you just want to give it again?
Sure, no problem. So it's 021-704-9417.
Okay, so it's 021-704-9417. You want to chat with the marketing PR officer at Crystal House, Megan Losper, and bring relief to 680 families. Your time is appreciated and good luck with this project. And hopefully we'll catch up with you again in the next year and find out what you're up to. Thank you, Megan.